This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And I want to go back just a moment to where we were as we ended our study yesterday in our study of how to endure suffering. I was discussing as we came to the close of our study on the fact that the sufferer should learn to live only one day at a time. In the discussion of what should be done to prepare for suffering, I pointed out that one should make it a habit of his life to bear the burdens of only one day at a time, and to remember the words of Jesus as found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, that we should not be anxious for the morrow shall be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. If a person begins to be anxious about the burdens of many days, weeks, months, or years, he may well burden his spirit beyond the breaking point. The Lord Jesus Christ has urged his children not to do this, but to carry out the burdens of each day, one day at a time. Through the Apostle Paul, Jesus taught that his children should not be anxious about anything. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. In previous programs, we've already looked at that verse in some detail. Even though he who suffers will undergo at least short periods of depression, he must not allow himself to make these periods a pattern of his life. One should turn his problems, his burdens, and cares over to the Lord and trust in Him to provide what is needed. To trust in the Lord means to truly have confidence in Him to do what He says He will do. You'll remember that Paul uses Abraham as an example of faith, as the record is given in the 4th chapter of the book of Romans, verses 20 and 21. When he said of Abraham that he wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. Now, friends, to live a life of faith is to live a life of taking God at His word. And when God promises us something, for example, if He promises to be with us in the trials and tribulations of life, to be a faithful person means that you really do believe that. That you have trust and confidence in God that He will be with you. The Lord has promised, and He thus will do so, give strength to endure to His faithful children who ask Him. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 to 9. A person depends on his own strength cannot have the peace which God offers. It is only when we learn to depend upon God, when we ourselves are weakest, that we are strongest, as Paul made clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. It is when we're most aware of our own strength that we least depend upon God, and it's when we're most aware of our weaknesses that we most depend upon Him. May each sufferer rid himself of worry and anxiety and trust in the Lord for peace of mind comes to those who truly believe that they have adequate resources with which to meet the trial of the suffering. On one occasion, Jesus and His disciples were in a ship, and Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, as we read in Mark chapter 4, verse 38. A great storm of wind arose, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was being filled with water. The disciples were afraid, and they awakened Jesus and said unto Him, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Jesus calmly arose, rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, "Peace, be still." On this occasion, why was Jesus so calm in contrast to the manifested fear of the disciples? Simply because He knew that He had adequate resources with which to meet the storm. Sufficient resources were also available to the disciples, but they did not have enough faith to lay hold upon them. Had they had such faith, they too could have had the peace of mind which even Jesus had. To every sufferer who will humbly submit in faith and love to the will of God and obey His will as revealed in the Bible, resources are adequate to meet every trial of life. And I pray that you, that every listener, will turn to God by trusting in the promises of His word so that you too may have the peace of mind which He promises.